Well, we interrupt our regular programming to go live right here in Tehran to the Foreign Ministry for a weekly press conference. Let's listen up.
To his epitome of patience, so I would like to offer congratulations to the audience. At the same time, I should also offer condolences and express our regret regarding the passing away of Professor Mohtamad Nejad. I would also like to offer condolences to the people engaged in the media during the week wherein it's also the anniversary of the media martyrs, those which were martyred during the air crash. So I would also like to specifically offer condolences to the media reporters on that occasion. Ms. Norizi, please go ahead. Greetings. The Foreign Ministry's stance regarding the recent comments of Wendy Sherman regarding the sanctions and also the comments of the U.S. President regarding Iran enrichment. If you could let us know about the Foreign Minister's stance, and also the foreign and Western media have announced that 90% of the new sanctions law against Iran have gone through the U.S. Congress in terms of finalization. What will happen to the Geneva deal? Well, you just asked three questions in the form of two. Now, I don't know which part of the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State you mean, but specifically regarding sanctions, the stances of the Islamic Republic of Iran when it comes to various aspects and the subject of sanctions. It's clear we have announced the sanctions are brutal, and during the negotiations, based on the plan that the Islamic Republic of Iran has proposed, the final step would be the lifting of all sanctions. They are unilateral, multilateral sanctions, also the UN Security Council sanctions. So on the basis of the talks conducted and the resulting step that would take joint steps, we think that there is a crack in the sanctions and it's going to fall apart. But when they announce percentages for that, this is kind of, you know, attempts to create this atmosphere, this psychological air around various issues. So we're hopeful that for the final step to be taken, the issue of sanctions could be totally dealt with. To that end, the negotiating team of the Islamic Republic of Iran is fully determined to see the final step to be taken based on the removal of all the sanctions and to have a peaceful nuclear energy program, considering enrichment and the objectives designed by the Islamic Republic of Iran. He also asked about the comments of U.S. officials that they have made in the past few days. Well, those comments and remarks made by U.S. authorities, we follow them very closely. On the sideline, the domestic aspects of issues inside America, that's what we're also watching. So what's clear for us is that there is this contradiction, this clash of interests that we feel is there, and in some ways they're attempting to have this current path diverted, so the path that we've taken out. Of course, official U.S. officials also make irrelevant remarks, but maybe the main point that is actually less heard of among the media is the acceptance of enrichment. But among those statements and remarks and that propaganda hype were paid less attention to. Now, the comments that were made talked about the inefficacy. They admitted the ineffectiveness of the sanctions. That's what the U.S. officials admitted. And that during the sanctions period, Iran's progress and development did not stop. That means from a different dimension, if you just consider the comments, you see that there was somehow admitting the fact of the effects on the ground in Iran, and this is demonstrative of the power and capability of the Iranian nation, and it indicates that Iran's progresses and advancements in various technological fields and science fields have happened despite all the sanctions, and they will go on, and that sanctions will have no effect whatsoever on the resolve of the Iranian scientists and youths. Their activities have not been harmed in any way. So the Islamic Republic of Iran, in the course of the talks and the course, the path that it has adopted, there is full realization of the people's rights, considered, and all the potentialities and all the capacities, diplomatic capacities, will be used by means of political channels and legal channels. The natural rights of the Iranian nation will be pursued. The main objective on this path is the very issue that things should not be diverted, and the media should also be attentive. So this confidence building domestically should also be considered by the media. Mr. Rahbar, go ahead. Greetings to you. Got two questions for you. During the trip that Mr. Hamid Karzai had to Tehran, presidents of both countries came to agree that Iran and Afghanistan to sign a comprehensive friendship and cooperation agreement to embark on negotiations. If you could give us some details on this pact, please. And the second question regarding interaction between the foreign ministry and the Islamic Consultative Assembly, the Iranian parliament. During the time when Mr. Zarif has come to office, for more than 10 times he has met with parliamentarians, but yesterday there was, on Sunday, a number of parliamentarians have called for a revision of continuation activities by Dr. Zarif. If you could explain that a little bit. Now, as for interaction with the Islamic Consultative Assembly, Parliament, the Iranian Foreign Ministry, as part of an organization within the government, does believe in this constructive interaction. So this is our understanding, and we are determined to have constructive interaction with world countries. We need, in the first place, to have constructive cooperation and interaction domestically. So I think you said 10 times, there was, if you also include today, it should be 10 times that the foreign minister has met with MPs. So this is assessed in line with respecting for the rights of the parliamentarians and the assessments that they have had regarding we have had regarding the function of the foreign minister. We think that this contract, this interaction should be there, clear-cut policies should be there, and the questions should be answered. That's what we take heed of. Regarding the future of cooperation and continuation of this process, we are optimistic and we are determined to say, to try to take steps to remove any kind of misunderstanding as long as it's related to the working with the parliament. And we believe that through negotiations away from controversies and disputes and in an expert atmosphere, a specialized atmosphere, there will be a possibility of greater cooperation and interaction in a more positive way. So Dr. Zarif will also be taking part in Parliament's Foreign Policy Commission for Policy and National Security Policy, and he will be replying to the MPs' questions. So hopefully this process of interaction and talks will be further going on in a more constructive way. You also asked about the issue of Afghanistan and the fraternity and a friendship pact that has been discussed. The presidents of the Islamic Republics of Iran and Afghanistan, in a meeting that they had during Mr. Hamid Karzai's visit, they came to an understanding to have this comprehensive friendship pact concluded by the two nations on the basis of which, and also because of the determination of both presidents, the foreign ministers of both countries, are supposed to do the expert work for the preparation of the context of this cultural, social, and political understanding. Hopefully, this comprehensive friendship pact would work for long-term cooperation and comprehensive and all-sided cooperation to be put in place between the two brotherly neighboring nations of Iran and Afghanistan to be able to cement and further boost the two countries' relations and set the stage for further deepening of cooperation. Well, we just started this, and God willing, it will be put into operation in due time. Well, Shimon Peres has recently announced that he's prepared to meet with Mr. Rouhani and that Iran is not an enemy of that regime. What's Iran's stance regarding such comments by Zionists? Is this change in tone is because of the isolation of the Zionist regime after the nuclear pact with Iran? Also, Mr. Obama has talked to the Savan that Israeli forum, and which has said something about the fact that secret talks between Tehran and Washington are ongoing between Tehran and Washington. Do you approve of this or not? Now, as for Mr. Obama's comments, we've already announced that no kind of secret negotiations are going on between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States of America. All what's been dealt with in the talks have been within the nuclear negotiations with P5+1, so this is quite a clear stance. Now, as for the other question, there has been no change in the stances of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the viewpoint of the establishment regarding the Zionist regime, and that will not change. The Islamic Republic of Iran does not recognize the Zionist regime. Our stances toward that regime, we look at them as a hegemonic, an occupier regime that's also a fabricated regime whose existence is based on fabrication and usurpation of Palestinian territories. So our stances are quite clear. We do not accord recognition to that regime. So this propaganda that is being waged to take this regime out of isolation, I should say, that this is totally ineffective and futile. So they are trying to kind of get this public opinion of the region and Muslim regions to kind of affect the public opinion regarding Iran and its role in the region. So I expressly announce that the people in the region are absolutely vigilant. They know what's happening, and they won't be affected by this propaganda. So that this adoption of this rhetoric and language that they have just adopted recently is ineffective. They want to get out of isolation, and we recommend that the world people still keep vigilant and watch carefully the moves made by the Zionist regime and not be affected by these deceptive slogans that they are raising recently. Well, greetings. First, I want to ask about the details of Mr. Lavrov's visit to Tehran, which officials is he going to meet? And also, yes, last night, Mr. Ahmadinejad made certain comments and said that there should be a time for the Geneva Agreement, the implementation. But when the inspectors of the IAEA came to Iran, as it was said by the National Security Council members, they said that the Geneva meeting has been put into operation. Actually, its implementation has already started. I just wanted you to elaborate on that. And then the IAEA is going to supervise Iran's commitments. Is there also going to be an organization to oversee the obligations and commitments by the Westerners regarding the Geneva Agreement? Well, the foreign